This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username. And you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Apparently, World War III is trending online today after some folks in Turkey downed a Russian warplane. There's reports everywhere. I've actually got one from Reuters and also from a Russian website, which is the Russian news agency TASS. I don't know if that is a Russian-run news agency. They certainly seem to have their share of those, with Russia Today being the prolific one globally.
RT.
Yeah, RT. Being prolific globally, so I'll have to look into TASS and see if that's part of the government. It certainly is talking a lot about what Putin has to say about this. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
The story from Reuters, Turkey shot down a Russian warplane near the Syrian border today, saying the jet had violated its airspace in one of the most serious publicly acknowledged clashes between a NATO member country and Russia for a half century.
Sound like World War III to you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, did anyone know that when, the Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated, that was going to spawn World War I?
I don't think they did, necessarily, but it became apparent quickly that it was a problem.
And what, you know, who makes the decision to call something a world war as opposed to a not so world war, as opposed to a more focused war?
They always start as a skirmish or going in there and boots on the ground and fixing things and helping reestablish control and, chase off the rebels. And, it's never a world war at first.
Well, is it when the theater of conflict extends beyond one nation?
That would be the definition. However, what we're talking about here is major players as opposed to, crap hole one.
Well, because there was
crap hole too.
Well, because there were a lot of major players who invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, right?
Well, this isn't
United States, Canada,
Syria.
France.
I mean,
yeah. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to understand what the definition of a world war is.
It has to be major players on both sides.
On both sides. Okay.
Yes. Gotcha. Major players, both sides, and Turkey is a NATO member state. Mm-hmm. So if they invoke Article 5 or 4 or whatever the heck it is and say, we need help here, then it could be a big deal.
If you want to share your thoughts, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. According to Reuters, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the plane had been attacked when it was 1 kilometer inside Syria and warned of, quote, serious consequences for what he termed a stab in the back administered by the, quote, accomplices of terrorists. Putin said, we will never tolerate such crimes like the one committed today, unquote.
So what does it mean when he says he won't tolerate it?
That's a good question.
By the way, Wikipedia defines a world war as a war involving many or most of the world's most powerful and populous countries.
Okay, there you go.
World wars span multiple countries on multiple continents with battles fought in multiple theaters.
So by definition, this is not World War III, even if Russia were to counterattack, because it would still just be confined to Turkey, right?
Do you think that's where it's going to stay, buddy?
I think.
Well, can Turkey invade other countries and start a start a war in
Turkey's
those other countries?
A very, very important strategic ally of the United States and a member of NATO. So if there's a war between Turkey and Russia, there's a war between NATO and Russia.
So you're saying NATO might actually attack Russia as a counterattack if Russia attacks?
I would say the fact that NATO is involved is it's like the right hand, left hand of all of these countries. So it's like they're not really involved, but they really are because of NATO.
Most of the NATO member states are not particularly happy that Russia's over there helping mm-hmm. with ISIS.
And helping Assad specifically.
Specifically, he's going to keep Assad propped up while France
which
and
the U.S. doesn't want. Right,
the United States do not want that. Those are the two big players at this point.
Assad's the Syrian dictator or whatever.
That's
president.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever
they
is.
Call him that.
He's not
there.
Leaving.
Well, that's what the United States calls him, a dictator. There's okay. no tell. I've never talked to a Syrian. I don't know how they think of him, but I know that there is rebels that want him out, and then there are the.
He smells like a dictator to me from sitting here and staying in power as long as he has. I gotta say that I think that this could be a real opportunity for Obama.
In what way?
Well, if I was sitting in that office after Russia was involved in some way, after let's say a Russian-made missile took down that flight, the Malaysian flight that came out of Amsterdam and killed a bunch of people from a NATO allied state, that pretty much pisses off the West, right? If I was Obama, who's looking pretty weak on foreign policy, as Democrats tend to do in this nation, you let Putin bluster, but you tell him, hey, there won't be any military action against Turkey.
Hmm.
No, really.
So
Putin, there won't be any military action against Turkey. Do you understand me?
The suggestion there being that if Putin is to strike back, that therefore the U.S. will then strike Russia? Would that be the
that
unspoken
would be a suggestion.
Suggestion?
That's the suggestion already, mm-hmm. as the U.N. member state here. Obama may not even have to say that.
I think that, the fact that the weapons probably used, most likely used to take those, the jet down and the helicopter later on, were U.S. weapons, were U.S.-funded weapons.
So F-16s.
Mm-hmm.
It was an F-16.
So Obama might not have to step up and say, hey, look, don't do this. But it's pretty clear that the arsenal that was used against that plane was American-made.
Now, when you say F-16, what was the F-16?
That's what shot the bomber out of the sky.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a surface-to-air missile or something like that.
An F-16 is an airplane.
I know what an F-16 is. Okay. I didn't know what you were referring
to
there. I didn't know until just now that it was shot down by another plane.
But now it was brought to a whole new level after the plane was brought down, after it was shot out of the sky. There was two pilots who were parachuting down, mm-hmm. and there's many videos out there where the ground forces were opening fire on them.
Now the ground forces, it's
so, I mean, which,
the ground.
By the way, that's low. That's low. low stuff.
Agreed. But it's okay. So some of the reasons they might do that. First off, I don't know that those ground forces necessarily were Turkish military, mm-hmm. right? Just ground. At this point, things are really in flux over there. So. They're going to the Russians are going to land on the Syrian side. If you don't want to let them get away or whatever, then that's why they would be lighting them up.
Been Syrian rebels. Is that right? The ground people,
Turkmens, whatever those are, the ones that were supposedly shooting at him.
Interesting.
I don't know.
So if you want to add your thoughts here, our toll-free number is 855-450-free. Let's go to Armed Truth in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I had some other stuff, but just going off what you guys were just talking about regarding the Russian jet that was shot down. Now Russia, I've been following it slowly at work, so I've been following this all day. Turkey came out with the reports showing on Twitter, supposedly, that the Russian jet had flown into Turkish airspace for approximately like 6 to 10 seconds. They immediately shot it down. But then Russia came out with a full 2.5-minute video of its flight line showing it didn't cross into Turkish airspace. So there's a big squabble going off. But I heard good report on the radio earlier of a guy in Washington who, he knows all, the history of everything. I guess Syria shot down a Turkish plane. I vaguely remember it about a year or two ago. And Turkey had been very upset about it, that they kind of had a stick in their side about it. So they think that now that Russia was flying close, that plane had no intention of firing on Turkey. Granted, they, you know, the whole Turkmenistan, they have Turkish people in Syria. The whole geopolitics of it is ridiculous. That they're upset with Russia, that maybe there was a target that, right when they saw the plane, it was a target of opportunity for Turkey to do it. But NATO has been very upset, I guess quietly upset with Turkey over it. Obviously, because it's, you know, they should have never shot it down. It's kind of insane.
Thanks, Armed Truth, for your call and thoughts here tonight. It definitely sounds like the kind of petty squabble that could explode into a full-on war.
It's not petty if it's your son who just died.
Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. And we've got a toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I guess at this point, you know, what else really is there to say about this? We can give you more details about the ins and outs of this particular conflict at the border of Turkey and Syria, where a Russian plane of some sort, some military plane, was shot down today. And then further, people were shooting at the people that were parachuting out. And did you say, Conan, one of the two pilots was killed?
It would appear that one of the, according to NATO, with the reports they've received, one of the jet pilots has been killed. Maybe while he was parachuting down. Also, the rescue helicopter that went to look for these guys were shot at. And I think one of those pilots was shot and killed. But the plane, the helicopter went down, and I think they're in neutral territory at the moment. This is all filtering in as we're talking, yeah. You know, and everyone's got their own, you know, they're tweeting this and that. So I guess we'll be finding out about this the whole week.
Yep. If you want to comment here, 855-450-FREE. I want to let you know about ProXVN. Great way to protect yourself online. It encrypts your internet connection so your own internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online at proxvn.com. You can go to proxvn.com/amp if you've got Bitcoin and then get 2 years of ProXVN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, plus $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program. That's the Free Talk Live AMP program that we may have a very large announcement about later on in the show tonight. But anyway, ProXPN is helping the AMP program and helping you protect yourself online. If you've got Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, it will work with ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/AMP and get signed up to pay with Bitcoin and help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. And if you don't have Bitcoin, you can still use ProXPN. Just use code FTL50 for a nice 50% off discount on their regular monthly price when you get their annual package. ProXPN.com/AMP. Let's go to Charlie listening in Arizona to KTOX. Hey, Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Conan, and Mark.
Yes, good evening, friends, and happy Thanksgiving. My comment is I've been totally disgusted with NATO ever since they got involved in the Balkans War. NATO was supposed to be completely a defensive organization. So what were they doing attacking countries that weren't even in NATO? And then getting involved in the Crimea. It just seems to me that they're pushing for this.
Well, and I mean, should anyone really be surprised when some of the biggest countries in the world team up, they arm up, and then they aren't defensive with all of the arms that they have? I mean, that's not really a shock.
I mean, their charter was defense.
Well, the Department of Defense is called the Department of Defense, but they don't really do that very much, do they?
No.
Yeah, Department of War was a better name, but it amazes me how far they can push this. And as far as I know, Turkey has not been one of our better better members of NATO anyway. And they historically had problems with Russia. That was the Crimean War.
Charlie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Neighbors tend to squabble on the world stage, and you know, it's going to go one way or the other.
I just read a bullet that said that there are some places in Turkey that are common Russian tourist destinations.
Sure.
I guess kind of the same thing with same with Cuba here, where for Americans, you know, go and visit and get their cigars. I'm sure that the rich Russians are finding something that's appealing in somewhere in Turkey. Maybe rugs.
Lots of rugs come from that area.
In a letter to the UN Security Council, this is from Reuters, Turkey said it had shot down the jet while in Turkish airspace. Along with a second plane, the aircraft had flown more than a mile into Turkey for 17 seconds, they claim, despite being warned 10 times in 5 minutes while approaching to change direction, claims the letter. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said in a speech, quote, "Nobody should doubt we made our best efforts to avoid this latest incident, but everyone should respect the right of Turkey to defend its borders." Do you think that you should be able to just blow something out of the sky if they ignore the alleged warnings that were given to them and they fly for a short period of time in some nation's airspace. Do you think that's legit?
If they're on your property, yes. But, big old but, you need to be able, you're going to have to force, you're going to be forced to suffer the consequences afterwards, from the community. That, hey, you just opened fire on your neighbor who's just walking through your woods or, cutting through a corner, and you just decided to shoot him.
Well, I guess you could argue that this is a little different than, let's say, the little kid from down the street walking on your flower garden or something like that, that this is an armed person who could possibly do some kind of damage, right? This was a military plane. I'm not sure of what type. Is this the kind of plane? Do you guys know? Is it a plane that's
SU-24,
armed?
SU-24, yeah.
SU-24, okay. Yeah. So then they could have, shot something if they wanted to.
Yeah, this is like the little kid shooting at a gang member.
Except they didn't actually
shoot.
That was
shoot. On his property.
It was 3F-16 that took him out. Turkey's no slouch. Compared to Russia, certainly, I don't imagine they'd want to go head-to-head, but they probably feel pretty comfortable having NATO at their back. The question is NATO at their back at this point? And I don't know the answer to that. That's why this is a scary situation.
In condemnation of Russia airstrikes in Syria, during which Turkish airspace has been violated several times in recent weeks, the president of Turkey said that only Turkey's cool-headedness had prevented worse incidents in the past. Each country summoned a diplomatic representative of the other. Russia's foreign minister canceled a visit to Turkey on Wednesday, and the defense ministry said it was preparing measures to respond to such incidents. And then they go on to talk more about what some of the other politicians of the world have to say. And then there's apparently footage from private Turkish broadcaster Habertürk TV showing the warplane going down in flames, a long plume of smoke trailing behind it as it crashed in a wooded part of the area that the TV said was known by Turks as Turkmen Mountain. Separate footage from Turkey's Anadolu agency showed pilots parachuting out of the jet before it crashed. Deputy commander of rebel Turkmen forces in Syria said his men shot both pilots dead as they came down. So not just one, but both pilots.
Claiming credit.
The Russian military confirmed one pilot had been shot dead from the ground and another soldier died during a rescue operation. So this is, a continuing to develop kind of situation. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The Russian news agency, it should be interesting to get their perspective on this. The attack, they say, goes beyond normal struggle against terrorism and is a stab in Russia's back, according to Vladimir Putin. He says they will not tolerate such crimes. Quote, I understand each country has its own regional interests, and we have always respected that, but we shall never tolerate crimes like today's. He stressed that the downed fighter bomber was posing no threat to Turkey, saying, quote, our pilots and jet pose no threat to the Turkish Republic. This is obvious. They were conducting an operation against ISIL at the time.
Well, how many times does one get to cross the border? Because my understanding, this is an ongoing issue.
That's what it sounded like.
It's not the same. It's not just they did it one time. But, if somebody's driving their car across the corner of your yard over and over and over again,
it's going to wear on you a little bit. That's true. 855 450 free. 855-450-3733. Was Turkey justified?
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here if you like. We're talking about what some people are claiming is the beginning of World War III, but maybe they're jumping the gun. Let's see what... There's actually a more detailed quote here from Vladimir Putin about... That is not as saber-rattling sounding as the main quote that's being bandied about in most of the mainstream media stories about this. For those just tuning in, the big news here is that a Russian warplane has been downed by a Turkish F-16. The Russian plane is the Su-24, which stands for the Sukhoi 24. And, Conan, you were doing a little bit of research on that very plane. Is that right?
It's a supersonic all-weather bomber aircraft developed in the Soviet Union. It was introduced, it was produced in 67.
Oh, it's an oldie.
Yeah, it was first... introduction 1974, so it's an old plane.
So is the F-16.
And it focuses on carrying a lot of heavy bombs with it, which is probably why the F-16, which was brought into existence a couple years later, was able to take it down so easily.
Well, a fighter takes down a bomber.
Right, yeah, right.
I mean, that's their job.
Bombers slower and bigger, right?
Yeah. I suppose an interceptor's job is to take down bombers, but, you know, nonetheless.
More from both sides of the conflict here. You can share your thoughts. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And regardless of the international intrigue, you still probably should be getting people things for the holiday season, which we are right around the corner from. Black Friday about ready to kick off here in just a few days. And you can go to saveatpurse.com if you want to save 20% or more on your Amazon purchases. Great way to get a huge discount on the purchasing you know you're going to do. You know you're probably going to be buying stuff online during the upcoming holiday season. So why?
Oh, yeah. Going to Walmart and standing there for hours, that's ridiculous. That's old school. Yeah. They don't do that anymore.
Forget about the crowds. Forget about the parking, all the nonsense. Just save 20% on the already awesome prices over at Amazon by using saveatpurse.com. The catch is you have to spend Bitcoin in order to get these deep discounts. And you get to choose. Maybe you want 30% off, 40%. I've gotten 40%, Mark. Your family's gotten as high as 45%. So the higher the discount, the more patient you tend to have to be in order to get it. But I saw somebody post they bought like a $20 item at a 40% discount, and it sold within an hour. So you never know what you're going to get, but you can definitely get 20% off easily by going to Save at Purse, saveatpurse.com. So we actually have the news story here from a couple of different sources. One is Reuters. The other I actually have from the Russian news agency. It's called TASS. And it's actually the first time that I've come across TASS. We're more familiar with RT on this program because RT stands for Russia Today. They have English-speaking outlets all around the globe. There's
all pretty girls.
They do have some good-looking people on their station. That there's no doubt.
They don't. They have a corner of the market on that.
But what they have cornered the market on RT at least, is more kind of independent-sounding reporting. At least when it comes to reporting on the United States, they are very independent.
They're very biased. Well, it seems like they report and give the U.S. a fair shake when it comes to reporting on what's really going on. You're not going to hear this from Fox. You're not going to hear anything on RT that they would report on Fox or on CNN, for sure.
Very, very rarely are RT stories echoed on any other news agency, and they usually are real hard-hitting. I mean, when you say fair, Conan, I mean, it's angled against the United States in a lot of cases. They give libertarians airtime on RT. Adam Kokesh, who actually had on the air with us last night, used to have a show on RT. So they're pretty friendly towards libertarians. Lionel, who's one of the hosts, great talk radio host, who is a big influence on me, he's pretty libertarian. And we actually air him on LRN.FM on our daily podcast loop. They have Lionel on regularly to comment. I've been on RT a couple of occasions to comment. Our friend Pete Eyre from copblock.org. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty common that they'll turn towards the libertarians for an opinion. Whereas other mainstream media sources in the United States, they don't want to talk to libertarians.
Right, but the big question is, what is their true agenda? Because everyone does have an agenda, and what is theirs?
Their agenda is to promote Russia. I mean, RT is owned wholly by the Russian mm-hmm. government. And so that's why when I saw TASS.RU, TASS.RU, and it said Russian news agency at the top, I thought, oh, this sounds like another arm of the Russian state. And sure enough, according to Wikipedia, TASS was founded in December of 1902 as the then Commercial Telegraph Agency. And so it is a Russian government operation and has been around for quite a long time.
Well, what that means to me is look, I'm not going to go to the Voice of America broadcast in many countries around the world for what I would consider to be unbiased reporting on the United States.
That's right.
That would be dumb. Yeah. And I'm not going to go to Russian news agencies like TASS or RT for unbiased reporting on Russia.
And I'm not going to TASS for unbiased reporting. I'm going specifically because I want to see what the Russian government's official line is on this.
And it's too bad. Look how much time we've spent just researching this one incident. And the normal human being is not going to do any of that.
Time.
They're going to see that one tweet or that one Facebook comment, and they heard that a jet got shot down, and that's all they're really going to follow up on.
Right. I mean, if you get two paragraphs into the story here from Reuters, you see the quote from Putin about serious consequences. But when you go deeper into the story on TASS, for instance, There are further quotes from Putin, and I think they're worth sharing. So let me share some more of those with you here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Now, according to Putin, Russia has long been aware of oil supplies to Turkey from Syria's territory seized by terrorists, which provide tangible financial support for the extremists. Putin said, quote, "We've long exposed heavy trafficking of oil and petroleum products from Islamic State-seized territories." Adding that monetary support for the militant groups was large, he said, quote, "We've suffered stabs in the back, attacks against our planes that fight with terrorism. We've signed agreements with the American partners on the prevention of incidents in the air, and Turkey, as is known, is among the countries that have declared they're ostensibly fighting against terrorism within the U.S.-led coalition." He noted that Turkey's contacts with NATO member states after the attack against the Russian aircraft look like an attempt to make the alliance serve the terrorists. He said that instead of immediately establishing contacts with Russia after the bomber incident, quote, "the Turkish side applied to its NATO partners to discuss the issue as far as we know. It seems as if we have shot down a Turkish plane and not vice versa," the Russian president said. So he said, does this mean that they want NATO to serve the Islamic State? Now, here's the sort of the not so saber-rattling quote that you're not seeing in the mainstream media. Quote, "We will certainly carefully analyze what has happened, and today's tragic event will have serious consequences to Russian-Turkish relations," he said. According to Putin, Russia has always treated Turkey not simply as a close neighbor, but as a friendly state. Quote, "I have no idea who needed what has happened today, but in any case, it's not us," the Russian president said. And further, quote, "the international community will find the forces to unite in the face," or he expressed hope that the community will find the forces to unite in the face of this common evil, and he's referring to terrorism in that particular case.
You know, there's another thing that I haven't heard a whole lot of. What has Russia been doing this whole week? They've been bombing the hell out of ISIS oil tankers.
Yeah, and that's what he was referring to with the oil
and
smuggling.
How much of that oil has Turkey been purchasing for, you know, for a good price? And so now they've, you know, they have been spat upon by the Reds. Russia might have a whole another agenda. They're not against Turkey. They're fighting ISIS. But when you get down to the nitty gritty, that's, you know, oil that was going to Turkey to feed them. So they've been, there's a lot of angry people, right? There's a lot of angry countries, and so they were probably waiting for that jet to go by.
So,
and just looking to take their anger out on something.
So on one hand, you got the short version of Putin. He's been boiled down to saying there's going to be serious consequences, making it sound like that could be a military strike. But ultimately, his final quote here, that they'll carefully analyze what happened and that it'll have serious consequences to Russian-Turkish relations, doesn't sound so much like World War III.
I think he knows that the bigger players, the other big players in the world, are trying to maybe start something.
Toll-free number, your thoughts welcome.
That's been obvious up to now.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Is Conan onto something?
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last, 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. We're looking at the details on what transpired today with a Russian warplane being shot down near the Syrian border, and then ostensibly the pilots that had ejected being shot down while they were parachuting downwards.
Terrible.
Yeah. So,
but, you know, This is a theater of war. These people are, everybody on every side is participating in war. We don't know how many times that that border in Turkey was crossed. It doesn't seem.
Turkey says multiple times.
I find it difficult to imagine why strategically it's a good idea to shoot pilots who are parachuting out of a plane, right? Like if you're going to send a warning, you know, some kind of when one ramps things up over time, right? Like, don't fly over our space. No, really, really, don't fly into our airspace. You fly into our airspace one more time, we're going to shoot you down. Then you shoot them down, but you don't shoot the pilots. I just can't figure that out.
You go drive over there, you pick them up, you put them in handcuffs, and you hold on to them, and you ransom them off to the, you know, after you hold on to them for a year or two.
Is it a war crime to shoot pilots?
You better believe it is.
It sounds like a war crime to me.
Yeah, that's bad business right there. That's low stuff. You don't shoot someone. They are helpless. They're just in the air. Now, if they're on the ground and they go for their pistol in their pocket, then, yeah, that's their open game. But, no, a helpless individual who's just hanging there, that's horrible stuff right there.
So we just shared with you the TASS Russian news agency. And, of course, they call themselves news, but they're run by the Russian government. So, obviously, they are propaganda. But, nonetheless, they had some pretty detailed quotes from Putin that kind of negates the saber-rattling sound of the idea of serious consequences. So the Reuters story says that Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the plane was attacked when it was inside Syria, and warned of serious consequences for what he team termed, rather, a stab in the back. But then when you actually look at the full quote, it's, quote, "We will certainly carefully analyze what has happened, and today's tragic event will have serious consequences to Russian-Turkish relations." And that seems like a relatively reasoned approach to coming back here. Now, Conan, you say, you know, Putin's no dummy. He's not going to fall into what you believe is a trap set by NATO, that this is bigger than Turkey, that they were taking orders from somebody pulling strings on the top. Is that right?
But yeah, but Putin's doing his own business too. He would have never gone in there and bombed all those ISIS individuals and the tankers and whatnot if he wasn't also flexing his muscle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of muscle flex going on around. I think, I don't know what's going on. It's the saber rattling you're talking about. It's the dogs barking. You know, I don't know what the ultimate intentions are.
But you were speculating earlier that you believe that there's somebody else pulling the strings here, that it's not just Turkey acting on their own volition. You believe there's somebody else trying to set up Russia for some sort of international conflict.
Right now, it seems like they don't have a whole lot of friends.
Russia.
It seems like most of the world is against Russia now. I don't know how China is these days. I don't know what they, because I don't know their opinion at all. I believe that they're friends with China.
Didn't they used to be allied with Russia?
Well, there have been wars in the past. You know, China's going to go its own way in many cases. You just don't know what. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to say, but.
But this whole past year, the U.S. propaganda has been doing its ultimate job to demonize Putin. That's all I ever see. Anytime I ever hear about Russia, it's Putin this, Putin that, and he's a demon, and he hates gays, and he wants to kill everybody.
Well, Russia's got a great deal of military equipment still. It was at one point in competition with the United States, the Soviet Union was, but, you know, a lot of that stuff's left over.
Mm-hmm.
You got to consider that much of the U.S.'s military equipment is Cold War. You know, I mean, the claim might be that Russia equipment is old, but we would just talked about the Su-24 there being started in what they produced in '68. The production, experimentation with the F-14 started in '74.
Incredible.
It's only 6 years later. So,
Now they're still building equipment. I know the U.S. just spent a whole lot of money on something that is a complete flop. I think they call
it the F-35.
They call it the Turkey or something. And Russia is, I'm looking at it, I think it's the Tu-160, the White Swan. That's a new plane. I haven't done any research on it. Man, no, that's an old plane.
As this develops, certainly we'll let you know more about it, as you know more about it than we do. Call us up. Let us know. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if there's much more to add about this. I mean, it's a one-time thing. Hopefully there won't be a response and then a counter-response and then a blow-up into a world war. But, you know, people are trending. World War III is apparently trending on the Internet
right
now.
It's a big deal, and it's scary, and I sincerely hope that cooler heads prevail. I also hope the best for the families of the people who have been harmed in this conflict.
Of course, you know, you could argue that people talking about World War III could make it more likely to actually happen, that they could sort of manifest that into reality. That's a little bit more of a metaphysical view on this. So better to not talk about this as though it is going to be World War III. And besides, you really can't know that something's a world war until after the fact, or at least until during the fact. And right now, I'd say it's a little premature to say something about that.
Okay.
So join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. In other news, Free Talk Live is now being heard in South Africa, since we're talking about international news. This one certainly isn't going to make headlines, but our African satellite, the Amos 5, as it was called, about 2 days ago, sometime over the weekend, it went dark. And we, for listeners that were tuned in earlier this year, they may remember we did a fundraiser raising money to get back on this satellite. We were on it for a couple of years, and then our satellite company put us on gratis for like 2 years and then pulled us off. And so we wanted to get back on. So we raised the money that was required to buy a full year's worth of time on this satellite for Free Talk Live and all the other great shows on LRN.FM. And so we've been up there officially since June. And then this weekend, the whole satellite went dark, meaning that every one of the channels up there, they're all gone. So anyone listening to that satellite is no longer hearing anything. So it's a pretty major catastrophe for, I think, Spacecom or whichever company was running the satellite. So that's the bad news, is that everybody who was listening is not listening anymore, at least on that satellite. The good news is the company has now put us on a new satellite, which actually has a different coverage pattern over Africa. So our old coverage pattern used to be sort of like the east-west central Africa, basically, from coast to coast, a good swath of the middle of
Africa.
Not
North Africa, not South Africa.
Correct. The new Southern Africa signal pattern covers most of what the old signal pattern does. There's a dip that's not covering some of the Congo, but now there's a heavy, like a very good signal in South Africa. So we never really had anything in South Africa before. And, of course, South Africa is mostly English-speaking. And so it helps to broadcast Free Talk Live and LRN.FM to places where people speak our language. And so we've actually picked up, I would say, a larger potential audience as a result of the failure of the first satellite.
A lot of English speakers throughout sort of the central region of Africa.
No doubt. And we're still on in most of the central region of Africa. Basically, our signal covers sub-Saharan Africa now at this point. So pretty much everything south. And so it even goes a little bit further west. So now we're covering Liberia as well, which our old satellite didn't cover. And Liberia is also a heavy English-speaking country.
Sure.
So as a result of
this year was big there.
Goodyear?
Yeah, they have a rubber force.
Making tires.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm. So that's good news. We're still waiting confirmation that the signal is, able to be received, but that's what I'm being told by our satellite provider. So everybody who might have heard that our satellite was off the air, we are now back on and with more potential listeners than before. But since the channel's new in those places, now we have to get the word out that it exists. So there's a little bit of a building process going that we'll have to go on there. So you can join us here with your calls and thoughts. If you want to learn more about our satellite signal, you can go to sat.lrn.fm. We've got signal coverage maps there. There's also a map for our North American, Central American satellite signal, which is available to pretty much everyone in Mexico, United States, and Canada. And this is what is called free-to-air satellite. That means that you buy the equipment, you point the dish at the right place in the sky, and you plug in the receiver, and that's it. You don't have to pay a monthly fee. So free-to-air, meaning that it's free for you on a monthly basis. Not free for us. We've got to pay to be there.
Yep, something will show up on your TV if you do that.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, there are hundreds of channels up on most of these free-to-air satellites. So there's always something weird and unusual.
Hundreds of bad channels.
Yeah, they're just very strange international programs, but I'm sure they're not strange to the people who are from the places where they originate. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We mentioned Russia Today earlier. Russia Today is on a lot of the free-to-air air satellites around the globe. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Self-searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives.